Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Indigenous Chronicles. I'm your host, Anthony Colquitt, with Wakuhu's Janet Wawenpau. Janet, how are you doing?
Halito, and I'm excited about tonight. I'm very excited. And I'm excited in a very serious way. Tonight won't be entertainment. It's going to be knowledge filled, and it's going to be great information and groundbreaking information. So, those of you who are listening, share the show with your friends, your people, call people, have them tune in and listen. It's our stuff, and it's important.
But we didn't tell them who the guest is yet. Go on and tell them who our guest is.
Well, our guest tonight is Sophia Stewart. And Sophia Stewart wrote The Matrix, Avatar, and she's worked on the Terminator series. Matrix is, you know, everybody knows, and we're living in a matrix. She wrote it, and we're gonna read some information with regards to how she's being put upon, as too many of us are, when we create and when we're exceptional talents, we get beat up. And we get stuff stolen from us, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And Anthony's going to tell us more, and he's going to share more information tonight. Also, before he gets started, the call number to the show is 563-999-3442. Again, the number is 563-999-3442, and you will press 1 to join the conversation.
Because of the greatness of the show, we're going to ask you, please, if you have a question, ask the question. If you have a comment, make the comment, because I know there's going to be a lot of people who are interested in calling, and we would like to get to as many of you as possible. So if you want to write a question down, if you want to write a comment down, read it, and we will do our best to get to as many of you as possible. Ms. Stewart is on her way to her home. She will call in about the next 10 minutes. Well, actually, she just texted me. we will come back. After this song, we're going to play a song a couple minutes, and then we're going to come back with the Oracle herself, that is Miss Sophia Stewart.
And I think Anthony, that you should read that first page if you can.
Okay.
Before she comes on, please, she sent it to. Absolutely.
Okay, let me do that now.
Yes, because... I think that's.
Okay. Okay. Well, Janet, can you read it, because she just texted me. She wants.
Hold on. I'm gonna go there.
Go ahead.
Wait. Hold on. This is Sophia Stewart. Plaintiff versus James Cameron, a defendant. There's a motion from her to request for judicial notice for mandatory restitution under presidential executive order, whatever the number, against Dave Wright, Tremaine, and all defendants, commingled Terminator and Matrix money, tax evasion, payoff, bankruptcy, fraud, money laundering, and bribery case. That notice is as of the fourth day of February. Where are we today?
Yes.
This is and what we're going to ask her to do is explain what's going on with her. And I know if she is listening, for her to understand that this is coming from the this her doing this tonight is coming from the universe. It really is, because what she's sharing with us in this particular document, she's not alone in that endeavor and what's being done to too many of us. So I'm looking forward to what she's going to share with us tonight, what she's doing with this case, and who did what to her, and we're going to move forward from there. I'm looking forward to it,
Oh, yeah, this is – I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing is groundbreaking. This is current. This is happening right now. This is before the press or anyone else get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to know that this is a very special guest, as you know, and this is a very special show. So she's let me see. I'm trying to see if she's on yet. Okay. Ms. Stewart, are you there?
I've been listening to you guys for a minute. I was on for at least 2 or 3 minutes listening to you guys.
So how are you?
And I mean really, truly excellent. This is all long overdue, as you guys know. This is like 38 years from May 1st, 1981, while I was at USC Film School, grad school. It's
okay.
Come full circle, and I have been met with nothing but racism. This is real. The FBI,
yes, no,
the DOJ, the criminal division, they all have done the case, and they have validated the theft, yet they have not prosecuted these white-collar criminals, untouchables. Like Elliot Ness.
Totally moving. Now, you, I'm sure our listening audience know of your work. Would you care to elaborate on the films that, the work that was stolen from you, should I say?
Yes, I'm going to tell people who I am. Hi, everyone. My name is Sophia Stewart. And I wrote the Matrix and Terminator movie franchises, and I'm the sole owner of those franchises. My work, a book and a script, was stolen May the 1st, 1981, by a multitude of studios, investors, producers, directors, among others. Even including law enforcement, crooked clerks, crooked judges, and a lot of crooked lawyers and law firms. How does that satisfy you? It is truly the Matrix.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. I don't like the Matrix, and one thing I'm hopeful for, let me ask you this, because I've been through the same situation. I'm still going through it. What do you need to help you,
I don't know what
support you?
Situation. I was going to say, I don't know what situation you've gone through, but I guarantee you it is not this at all. My work has made over $100 billion globally. And I did everything right. I went to school. I got a degree in journalism, a double major in law and psychology, where I studied to be a lawyer and a doctor. Worked for a Beverly Hills law firm. Was doing taxes when I was a kid, you know, and doing accounting when I was a teenager, payroll, and scored a 98 on the IRS exam. They wanted me to come and work for them. Multi-gifted prodigy.
Right.
And my work was stolen so people could advance their careers and they could advance a big lie in history that the most magnificent work came from white minds instead of a black mind and a black woman at that. That's the racism. That's why I said you're not facing anything like this.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you why you're here. Let me tell you spiritually why you're here. It may not be on the level of yours, but the same thing is going on in neighborhoods all across this country. It may be a lower level of money. It may be a lower level of whatever, whatever. It is going on right now in our communities across this country. In the courtroom, with the lawyers,
right.
With
always,
all of them.
It's always been going on. Listen to me.
All right.
You're absolutely
right.
But it's always been going. It has never stopped. It goes
there
all
you
the
go.
Way back during slave days, slavery. It goes all the way back during the period when black people was just on the whole globe. 3/4 of the earth was black people. You didn't have to go 9,000 miles, 8.5 or 9,000 miles and stop at 4,000 ports. They bring black people over here. They were already here. All you had to do was go north, sell them, and bring them to the south and do free labor. That's what the prison system is doing right now.
There you go.
You don't have to be innocent or guilty or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be a body to fill the requirements of slavery.
Absolutely. Your voice, and you know Meek Mill is working very hard here in Philadelphia with the fight for the criminal justice system. Now, for you, however, you've been fighting this a lot longer. Where are you?
Well, I have not been fighting it at all. I have not been fighting it at all. You somehow you're under a delusion or an illusion that was created for the Matrix, sweetie. Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
There is
okay.
no fight when somebody comes and steal your car. You're the victim.
Absolutely.
You're not fighting anybody at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting you.
Yes.
Now, they own the media, and they've made you believe in the lies and the illusions, and that's how they get to sway public opinion, because public opinion matters. And as long as they can lie somebody like yourself and you don't dig for the truth, well, you're going to always think that it's what you think, what they've put on the internet about a phone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's not what's going on here at all.
Mm.
What's going on here is black people not supporting the truth and standing up for each other and standing up against
Absolutely.
Evil. That's what's going on. That they're not
Absolutely.
Fighting the fight.
Absolutely.
And they're letting these
no
people
question.
Lie to them. And use them and harvest them. That's what's going on here. And it's the same fight that Martin Luther King had, and it was just his birthday celebration just last month.
Yes.
But nothing has changed. It's still the same.
Yes. Yes. The brainwashing.
No, I stood up and fought against it and won. But just because you don't know I won doesn't mean I didn't win. But
gotcha.
I won. 2014,
gotcha.
September the 9th, 2014, I won.
All right. All right.
So, you know, I've been doing this, showing people how to get out of the Matrix for a long time. That's what my interviews are all about, is waking you up and getting you out of the Matrix. You don't have to like Matrix or Terminator, but you do need to stick up for it, because your work is next, and just like you just said, and I'm talking the universe of you, not you personally, you've already experienced it. So have a lot of others. And it's people of color, and it's even white people and producers. It's all kinds of people, because step is step. It has nothing in a sense to do with color. My racism is the federal government failed to protect my copyrights. That's what I was trying to tell you. That's the bottom line. Not the defendants, but the government giving protection for a certain group of people, but not giving equal protection for all of us. And if they don't protect my copyrights, they're not going to protect yours either. And I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about everybody that's listening out there. That's what I'm talking about.
Excellent. Where are you now?
Trying to put these people in jail like they where they belong, like Elliot Ness. You do remember the Untouchables back in the black and white Untouchables. If you don't remember, you still can pull it up. Anybody on YouTube and look at it and learn what RICO is. Racketeering, influence, corrupt organizations. You need to learn about it because it's about putting white-collar criminals that make steal hundreds and millions and billions of dollars. You probably know from the Enrons that were arrested, the Wall Street rules.
Mm-hmm.
You might even know from Al Capone, John Gotti, Bernie Madoff. These names, Whitey Bulger. These names feel things familiar to you, right?
Absolutely.
Well, they were put in jail under the RICO law, and they were stealing from the people for 20 to 30 years before public opinion caught up with them. Because once you guys wake up to what's been hitting, that's when these people get arrested. They can commit all the crimes and keep it from you guys, which are public opinion. As long as you guys don't know what the hell is going on, they're just going to milk you guys. They're going to bring you in on a RICO. They're going to tell you that they got an Applejack for you. It's not an Apple, but they want you to pay $1,000 or $1,100 for an Applejack, and it's not an Apple with a knockoff.
Some
people can't
tell
the difference between an Apple and an Applejack, a Gucci and a Gucciarini, or a real Nike and some other bullshit sneakers. Some people can't tell the difference, and they'll just buy anything.
Yes.
And not even know that they're breaking the law.
Right. I want you to know we've been discussing this on the air for quite a few shows about how our people are caught up in it, and our own and their own worst enemies, and don't get it. And the brainwashing has been, it's worked from the beginning of those. The colonists coming here and doing whatever the freak they did, it worked. Dividing us worked. Clan division worked. Everything, it has worked. And there are people that are not going to be in the mix of change. They're just not. They're not. You can talk to your blue in the face. Those of us who get it will get it, and we're going to be okay. But it won't be the majority. It definitely will not.
No, it never will be the majority. You're absolutely 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
It never will. It's only meant for those who need to wake up and come unplugged. And because everybody's not going to make it. Everybody's not going to, even if they find out the truth, some of them are not going to endorse the truth. You know, they like Cypher. They like living the lie. They like and they enjoy the lie. They know they're not eating a steak, but they're eating, you know what I'm talking about, mush. But, they enjoy that, pretending.
We see it. I'm so glad that you're on tonight and that you called. We're working hard at and Anthony will share that information, but we're coming together as a group to affect change, and we're doing some groundbreaking things. What you're going through is mostly the reason why we're doing it, because we've got to step up. We can't keep silent.
Well, what I'm going through is what you're going through, and that is that the government is not protecting our copyrights and our rights.
Correct.
And this affects a lot of people, so we're all going through this all at the same time. It's not separate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an individual thing. It's been going on for a long time. They send people, regular people, such as yourself and myself, but I'm weird, very geared to fight these people and win, whereas you're not. You see what I'm saying? A majority of the people are not. They're not going to be David and Goliath. I'm just telling you like it
right.
is.
That's right.
You're going to be a
That's
casualty,
right.
but you're not going to be David and Goliath. There's certain
right.
people God has ordained that can come in there and make a change, even in
wow.
the government, even in law enforcement, even with judges and law firms and all over. There's good judges, good lawyers, bad lawyers, good people, bad people, good law enforcement, bad law enforcement. So you need to know when you're looking and seeking justice, you have to go to the good. But the bad is in there commingling with the good. So that's what you got to know. You can't give up, and you got to fight back with truth. You can't let someone take and steal your life, your identity, steal whatever that is given to
wow.
you by God. You have to fight for it. If it's your land, like the Bundys here in Las Vegas, fighting for their land and so forth. You got to stand and take a stand, make a stand at some point in time about something.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you're going to
yes.
fall for nothing.
Absolutely.
Ms. Stewart, we have a caller on. 727, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
How are you? Yes, we hear you. How are you, Joy? Say
so
hi to
I am sitting on the edge of my seat, Ms. Sophia. Anthony, Miss Warmwind, it is so good
Hi.
To hear this show. I am so excited to hear from you. Miss Sophia, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I have a few things to ask you and to tell you. My name is Joy Spirit, and I'm online. And I've been posting you since I heard of you, years and years and years. Not the Matrix, you. You're a genius. I just want to tell you, you're one of my heroes. Now,
well, thank you very much.
And I know that our women today, I'm going to say black women, but we're indigenous, we're aboriginal. I'm going to use the idea that today you have a lot of people that are coming down on us, women of color. We're no good. We're awful. We're geniuses. Okay? I'm here to speak up for the women of our nation. We are so intelligent, and we are always put down why everyone steals our amazing ideas. Okay, now, I'm also a jeweler. My jewelry was in Pulp Fiction. Then I got a letter from Quentin Tarantino saying it was great, use it, whatever, no money. Then another company stole my jewelry for True Blood. I mean, they actually stole my design and reprinted it. Okay, next. I got a lawyer that was so...
That doesn't surprise me because... Hold on 1 second. That doesn't surprise me because Quentin Tarantino and James Cameron, they have admitted to the media that they are thieves. No joke.
And the lawyer who's helping me. And the lawyers take money from them.
Yeah, they go and they do that with lawyers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, the lawyers take money from the highest bidder. Okay, moving right along. I was reading your deposition or your information on the court case, and you would not believe everything is in divine order. I'm sitting here before any of this came on tonight with your show or anything, and I just got started reading. I'm listening to the Clintons, their whole story, okay? This Clinton Foundation was involved in your Matrix.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, my.
I just posted that.
She did.
I just posted that.
And I'm looking at that, and I see the Clinton Foundations while I'm listening to this video on their whole criminal history. Honey.
Wow.
The reason why their assets were frozen was because of pedophilia. And
of
not
course.
To mention all the other crimes, white-collar crimes. So that was good for you. Thank God for that. And another thing I wanted to say, okay, let me make sure I get everything I want to say. And also, I have one thing to ask you. What part of the Matrix was really your idea? I know they put a black woman in there, and I used to wonder, why is this black woman in this? You know the black woman? The smart one
in
there?
I'm cracking up at you. Listen. I've written several books. You can Google me. My name is not Miss Sophia, like Color Purple, but Sophia Stewart, because I was married once. So that's me.
I know.
And The Matrix and Terminator come from my book and my script, just like J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter book, Harry Potter movie, Lords of the Rings book, Lords of the Rings movie, Maze book. Well, that's where they got it from, my book
but
and my
part,
script.
But what part of it was
you,
truly
I just,
the whole
I
thing?
I just told you. I
oh,
just
my God, so
told
you mean
you.
The whole thing.
I just
no.
told you. And the Terminator.
They didn't leave out a
I
thing.
I just told you.
Oh, my
I'll
God, I'm trembling.
You need to read the books, and you wouldn't ask that question if you read the books.
They didn't leave out
you,
one thing.
I wrote several books. They didn't write anything. They can't even write, sweetie.
They didn't
the
write
Matrix.
Them, Joy.
They cannot write. They have never written anything. They have no books. They have no scripts. They've never written anything. They just fooled you. How's that?
So they took
good
plagiarism to the,
you,
to the 10th power.
Their talent is fooling you and lying and stealing and possibly
and
stealing
our ideas.
Yeah,
oh
stealing from anybody. God. Doesn't matter. A thief
doesn't
is a thief.
Matter.
It doesn't matter who he steals from. It's called a shortcut, a cheating.
Well, we
and
have
they cheated you because they made you, they pulled the Millie Vanilli and a Houdini on you. And Millie, remember Millie Vanilli didn't sing anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
They were, yeah, remember they were just lip syncing and stuff? And you do remember Houdini. If not, we'll bring it up a notch to Chris Angel. You remember Chris Angel?
Yes.
Or Copperfield or David Blaine. These are musicians that create illusions.
Yes.
Well,
hold on, Anthony.
Houdini on you.
Anthony, get me a call.
Thank you. I thank you for your time,
Joy. Thank you.
Yes, I'm going.
Thank you.
I just wanted
call.
To say thank you to Miss Sophia.
Okay. We have 267.
You're welcome.
No, I'm sorry. We have 919. 919, you there?
Greetings, everyone.
919. Hello,
greetings,
how
everyone.
Are you?
I'm good. How
greetings,
are you?
How are you?
Right on. Love the show. Got actually a very good buzz tonight, and that's great. Love you guys, the subject. You know, hey, Janet.
Hey, Gabe.
And that's why she's Cleopatra Jones, y'all. Her engine code name is Cleopatra Jones. All right, so, Ms. Stewart, I really, you know, it's great for you to come on tonight and tell the real deal. And I did read The Third Eye. And I read it the 80s, early 90s. Yeah, you're the Oracle. You're what the Matrix talk about. You are the actual creator. The other guy puts himself in there as the co-creator, but you are the actual creator. And you can pretty much walk us through this Matrix because you're in it. And personally, I know what it's like to have written stuff that has been taken. I know what it's like to have written sketches and have them taken. I'm not going to call any names because of legal purposes and, you know, well, I, you know, it's ongoing. But I know what it's like to, have your ideas taken. It reminds me of the brother who wrote Coolie High, helped with Good Times. I can't think of his name. Actually, he wrote Coolie High.
Monty.
Yeah. Right, Eric Monty. So it's the same deal. But what they did with you, more so, and they did with Eric Monty, not so much me, is they don't just steal your ideas. They steal your soul. They take your soul away. They take your soul, and they pretty much parlay it on paper. And Ms. Stewart is correct. They don't have ideas, guys. They are blank slate. We have to understand something, and we have to connect history, because what's past is prologue. The majority of Europeans that came here during the forming of the 13 colonies, remember the 13 colonies were penal colonies. Most of your Caucasian Europeans that came here were pickpockets, they were thieves, they were peddlers, they were panhandlers, they were prostitutes. They were robbers, they were. So no one can do a con better than they can do a con. They've got that game laid out in a way that we can't even begin to understand, because we were never them when we were, you did. So that is their game. That is their soul game. And I don't know of too many intelligent people, creative people who have been involved in the Hollywood process who are Amerindian Indians that have not been robbed to some degree. I don't know of very many, not if they're creative. And if they're not, they haven't been robbed, then they've done ritualistic stuff that we won't even get into, but I'm quite sure Sophia Stewart Morse, that happens as well. So I just want to say thank you for coming on tonight, and I will give it up like James Brown. I'm going to give it up and turn it loose, because you got other callers.
Okay, let's hear them.
Thank you for your call. Ms. Stewart, before we go to the next call, you and I had a conversation yesterday concerning your genealogy. Would you care to say a few things about your background?
You talking about me? Or him?
Yes.
The fan.
No, I'm asking you. You told me yesterday that your grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee.
From the Indian reservation of Missouri. And my grandfather was full-blooded Portuguese.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to get that out there, because
we are too.
Yeah, because I like to know, because I believe I heard it said that your grandmother was a shaman, was it?
Yeah, my grandmother is. That's where I get the gift from. That's where I get the gift of sight from. It's my grandmother.
Okay. Very
amazing.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Okay, we have 267. 267, you're on with Ms. Stewart. 267, are you still there?
Is that me? Can you hear
How
me?
How are you, sir? Yes, we can hear
I'm
you.
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. This is, I don't exactly have a question, but I just want to say this is a great, great show. Very great show. It's a pleasure to have you on, Ms. Sophia Stewart, Mother of the Matrix, Shaman, and Oracle.
Yeah, well, I want
glad
to
you called.
I wanted you to know that I'm not a tagline, but they have called me the mother of the Matrix, but I'm the owner of the Matrix and Terminator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not a tag. Because, you know, taglines identify people with their brands, like Diddy and all of them, and Jay-Z, but mainly they're used in music. But it's all good. Just wanted to let you know.
Very, 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 very true. Very true. Just a pleasure to have you on. I've been listening to the show for quite a while now, and it's just been very exciting. Very exciting.
Thanks for calling.
Do you have any questions?
No, because I, not really, because I knew already, you know, that, you created it from the first time that I, heard about it, and I heard you speaking on it, and I just knew. I was like, she created it. I was like, she definitely created it, because like you guys were just saying, these people don't create anything. You know, they're not creating anything. You know,
well,
I knew
a lot of people,
Latino, or I identified it.
A lot of people steal because they don't have any creativity. That's why they steal. That is the main reason why people rob banks, and they go out and they rob people and they rob stores and they just steal. And you have people who believe in God and do the right things, and you have people who want a shortcut or want it easy. They want to steal. They don't want to do the work. They don't, you know, they'd rather do the time than to do the work.
Right. And just one last thing to say, like you were saying, and y'all started off saying in the beginning, a lot of people don't see through the matrix, but you know, it was a done thing from the, you know, it's been a done thing, like you said, and it's like a delayed vision for some people because they're just seeing it now. Like, oh man, yeah, you know, but like I said, I knew from the moment that I heard you, that was your work. That's pretty much all I want to say.
You know, I don't understand why black people can't see that.
I don't either.
White science fiction is about Superman, you know, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Batman, and Rocky saving the world. And there are no black people in the future. And if they are, they die out the first 10 minutes of the movie, and they're not in leadership roles. But in The Matrix, you see all these black people in leadership roles, and I'm like, blown away. How is it that you don't see it's a black science fiction? How hard is that
program
to you? And that the white people are the bad guys, the agents. And cause they're not the bad guys in their white science fiction movies. You need to go back and look. They're the heroes saving the world in leadership roles, and they don't see you in the future. In fact, they got pissed off when a black guy got a major role in Star Wars 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, I know you remember that.
Yep.
I have
I don't even know why black people don't want to claim the Matrix and the Terminator. What is it about the Matrix and Terminator that upsets you guys so much that you don't want to claim it?
Brainwashing. Serious media brainwashing. I got a question for you.
But your eyes can't be can't be brainwashed. Wait a minute. Your eyes can't be brainwashed because you're seeing all these black people in leadership roles.
Yeah.
No.
Seen any black people except for the Black Panther, which came afterwards. The African people finally got a superhero for Africa. But you can see him and them, but you can't see all the black people in the Matrix?
No. Exactly. They don't want to. And that is still brainwashing. When you see yourself, you've been trained to see yourself as less than. That's how you've been raised. That's how you've been educated. The history books don't tell you the truth. Nothing tells you the truth. And I came through Jim Crow, lived it. Experienced it, and this is what I want to ask you. We need media. We need our own media. We need our own film production companies. We need more of what we're doing here right now. How?
Well,
how do we get it?
Let me tell you why you don't have it. I can tell you why you don't have it. You tell me what you need, but I'll tell you why you don't have it.
Okay.
You don't have it because you take billions of dollars. The black people are the biggest consumers in the world. But what do?
Yes.
They put those billions of dollars in white stores, white news media.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of boycotting them like Martin Luther King told you, that if they don't support you, then you're not going to support them. But what do black people do? They put all those billions of dollars into white establishment that doesn't even want them, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of like they did with Oklahoma when they bombed the KKK Ku Klux Klan that came out because there were black millionaires, black businesses, black everything, black banks, but because the whites did not want to deal with blacks. And so blacks put everything into themselves. And then when they were successful, the whites hated that. and they came out and they took it and they killed. And they brought in this bullshit integration. They're going to integrate now so they can take your damn money.
Yes.
That's all they integrated was your damn money, but nothing else.
Absolutely.
And guess
Absolutely.
What? You need all this stuff because you kept giving them your money.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know what boycott
Still
was.
Do.
You didn't know what Martin Luther That's King right. was trying to teach or why Rosa Parks said she wasn't going to sit in the back of the damn bus and pay the same amount of money. She can't sit anywhere she wants. And why they gave me the Rosa Parks Award back in 2005 to director Willis Edwards.
Yes. Yes. I got you. I'm with you. We got that. Where are we? We got that now. Are we going to move out of this? Are those of us who get it going to move out of this?
Well,
are we going to be able to do this?
It's called the Stockholm Syndrome, where you identify
yes.
with the kidnapper or you identify with the
yes.
people who did you wrong. The same
yes.
thing that Patty Hearst was doing when she got kidnapped or whatever. She was robbing
mm-hmm.
banks with them. Well, that's what you're doing
yes.
now. You're robbing other black people, all the ones who put their money into the white establishment that don't accept them. You're helping them to rob other people of color and other black people and other people that they don't like. You're helping them to rob these people.
That's very true.
Well, it's true.
And,
the truth, you know, the truth
yeah.
hurts. The truth hurts, but it is what it is. Somebody needs
right.
to tell people because everybody
Absolutely.
Knows this, but they won't speak it. Nobody won't come up and say it, talk about
right.
it. They'll sit there and try to act like you're the victim and, oh, my God, this is what happened to you. No, it's the same thing that's happening to every one of you.
Right. Right. Well, I want to say this to you, Ms. Stewart. You know, I truly love all of the movies. Gabriel said he read the book. I'm going to have to get a hold of the books and read them myself. I was totally flabbergasted when I found out that you were the one who wrote these brilliant pieces of work. And, you know, I immediately, like Joy said, began following you. And, you know, I've just, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's truly an honor to have you here talking with us because we're learning more about you and you're enlightening us as you did through your movies. You know, I told you yesterday that The Matrix is a movie that I've watched many times over and over, and I truly, truly love it. It's one of my favorite all-time movies. I love the fact that you brought to our attention the fact that we, in fact, are or should be these superheroes, you know, instead of the ones that they've given us to worship. You know, it's inside of us. It's
well, they haven't given you any to worship, to tell you the truth. They haven't ever given you a superhero. If you go back and look at history, you have never got a black superhero until Matrix for America in 1999. And if you go back before 1999, there are no black superheroes, period,
right.
anywhere to be found.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I'm not being funny.
Said,
I'm keeping it real with
you.
No,
you're
keeping
right.
it real with you. And the African people finally got one. And what? When did Black Panther come out? And that's a Marvel comic book. And when did it come out? 2015, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they finally
right.
give the Africans finally get a superhero. But look how many Marvel heroes there are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's one black African hero from Wakanda.
And
black
let me
people
see.
Are so
19...
grateful to get the one. They're so grateful to get that one. They're just overjoyed with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They supported mm-hmm. it in the billions of dollars. So much that it was going to overshadow the white heroes. This is going to overshadow Batman and Iron Man and Superman and Rocky, and they couldn't let that happen. Just like they couldn't let Tom Brady has to be the best quarterback in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
He had to make sure of that, that he overdue and outdo any other quarterback in the whole game of NFL history. I wonder what matrix is that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We have 919, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Okay. You've been listening to the conversation. What is it that you'd like to add?
I have been. Hi, Janet.
Hey, Dave. Welcome back.
Ms. Stewart, you're dropping some real knowledge. But in truth, the Black Panther came out in 1967. The Falcon came out in 1969. The comic books, Luke Cage, came out in 1974.
Well, I'm not saying the comic books didn't come out. I'm talking about the movie.
I'm not talking about because
I used to read all of Marvel, Stan Lee's, those comic books years ago. So I know all about the comic books, and most people don't pay any attention. A lot of people don't read comic books. So
what we did back then, that's what we're talking about,
the movie.
That brings me to my point, or what I was about to say, that falls into exactly what you're saying. Okay, so these comic books came out some 35, 40, 45 years ago, and it took them 40 years to get to the screen. It took Black Panther last year to get to the screen. It took Luke Cage about 2017 to finally get on, and now they mixed his series. The Falcon, you know, he's a side character with Captain America, and that ain't the Falcon, not the Falcon that I read, but neither here nor there. But my point is, and I just wanted to say this briefly so that you know everyone will know. The Black Panther was originally meant to be an American character. Marvel got a lot of money to change the Panther from being an American character whose name was Luke Charles. Luke Charles, that was his original name, to making him an African character. They were visited by a letter organization in 1966.
Yes.
Okay? And they changed him from Because there's no such thing as a Black Panther in Africa. There's no such thing as a panther mm-hmm. in Africa. Black Panthers reside in the Americas.
I'm sorry for laughing, but I'm with you on this. And
I know
right.
you are. I know you are.
Yeah, it wasn't American Black Panther. It wasn't any African Black Panther. You absolutely right.
They changed the name from Luke Charles to T'Challa, but Wakanda actually resides in America. There's no such place as Wakanda in Africa, but Wakanda
Africa,
is actually in
that's right. Wakanda is here in America. You're absolutely
it's here in America.
Right.
So they had to actually change that character to African, and they were, let's just say, encouraged, wink, 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 to do so, and then given, because Marvel was still floundering financially at the time. They were treading water. Okay, so let's just say they were stabilized financially to do so. I did a show on this, actually on my show, last year, as a matter of fact, about the Black Panther movie and all this. So I did my homework, but I am in total agreement with you. And again, just enough. And I have one question for you. What do you think about Octavia Butler? Because you are in that mold of sisters, creative sisters who are into science fiction, and sisters do science fiction better than everybody else, I must admit, because you're not the only two that I know of.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I never met the lady. I've only heard of her. I never read her books. But she is not doing science fiction in what you call science fiction that I'm doing.
I'm talking
about quantum fiction and calculus and ancient sacred geometry. She's
Preach.
Doing a whole other type of book and work. You know what I'm
Agreed.
Talking about? But they put her in that category, but I don't know why they put her in that category of science fiction. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes science fiction to a white person means that a black person can't do anything, and that's science fiction for them.
Agreed.
They can't invent, they can't create. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
So I cannot really tell you why they did what they did, and they never gave the woman a chance, never made any of her work into movies. Never had her voice to be, never had her voice to be heard, ever. You know, just never gave her any credit. But that doesn't
surprise
us.
They didn't give her any credit
because, yeah, they never gave her any credit. Never,
yeah.
Never
but,
did anything.
Just,
and she died. She died, but she was known by black people and other people of color.
Yes, but they took the difference between Octavia Butler and yourself is they just outright jacked you. They just jacked you for everything. They took bits and pieces.
No, they didn't
of
jack
Octavia
me for.
Butler.
No, listen, they did not jack me at all. I didn't get hijacked like a plane. You know, you go in and you're on a plane,
right,
and they just
right
take you and steal you away. No,
right,
what they did was go in just like they went in your yard and stole your car. They go into somebody's store and steal groceries out of it. They are thieves. So they didn't
yeah
hijack me. They didn't fool me. They didn't screw
right
me. Any of those terminology that people use, I don't know where people get those ideologies from, but that is not what happened when somebody comes in, they steal.
Right.
They come in your house and steal your gun. They didn't jack you. They took your gun. You didn't have any knowledge because maybe you were not even at home. Or they did it right while you were there. You were not paying any attention. You expected them to be honest.
Agreed.
They did
the same thing to Sophia Stewart, to Octavia Butler. They just took bits and pieces. Because actually, your past three Star Treks, they took pages from her stuff. I read enough of it to know what they took, and they did.
Sure.
They took
sure
from her as well.
But
so, again,
well,
there was nobody to
Gabe
fight for her, you know?
True.
Both of you. We've done the show on Mammy and Pappy. Hattie McDaniel's character came out of the island. The clothes, what she wore, everything was island. That's where we were. We were brought here from the island. They made her and Step and Fetch It clowns. Walt Disney got rich as all get out, moving those characters into the big house. Come on. We again, because we don't read, no research, no nothing about our culture and our history, do we know. Mammy and Pappy were Poppy and Mommy. Mommy and Poppy. And he flipped all of that because that's where they went first. The colonists went into the island. They weren't in North America. We just have to do better. We have to do better. But, again, we do need our media. We do need this, and we need more of this. We need our own production companies. We need our stuff. And to brag about being at the Emmys and the Grammys and jumping up and down and happy that they accept us, are you kidding me? Mm-mm. We have to do better. We have to do better. It's been great having you, Miss Sophia. It's been great, Sophia, having you here. Anthony?
Yes.
It was wonderful that you made that connection.
Absolutely.
And I hope we have her again.
Oh. It's my hope that if you're available, you can come back next week.
Would love to
just
come back next week.
Yeah, good, because we didn't even scratch the tip of the iceberg. You know, we started off reading the information you sent me earlier, and we really didn't get into that. And that's very timely because that's timestamped today. You know, so would you like to go into that for a couple of minutes? We're down to our last 3 minutes. whatever you like to say.
I would like for people to go out and buy the book, because that's the problem. White people say that black people don't read, and maybe that's why black people don't know a lot about our history or what's going on, because they don't read, you know. But they need to read and see that that a lot of stuff do come from books and scripts, you know, and that's where The Matrix and Terminator come from, my script and my book, and they need to go to my website, truthaboutmatrix.com, matrixterminator.com, and start reading. And I'd love to come back on and do another interview and get more answers out there. And I really enjoyed this last guy talking about his show and everything, but I do need to correct people on what they think happened to me. They need to ask what happened and not assume and read what they've been reading on the internet, because all of that's put there by trolls and shades, people that are full of it, and people are just put there to lie and paid to lie.
Mm-hmm.
If we would research and get the correct information and start asking instead of telling, we could do a lot of things to change a lot of stuff, and maybe we can get all those things that we need by banding together and boycotting.
Absolutely. Boycotts work. We're going to talk about that some more next week.
It really works. If somebody doesn't support you, then, hey, don't support their businesses. They're keeping you out.
Absolutely.
Just start boycotting. That's what I think everybody should do, and no matter what race or color, creed, or nationality you are, if people
Absolutely.
Don't support you, then boycott them.
Absolutely. The media here in Philadelphia gets $202 million a month to Comcast, and most of it, the majority, is from our people. They get nothing back. They don't get nothing back. Nothing. We don't need TV that bad. Mm-mm. Thank you so much. We're going to do more next week. We're going to do more.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on your show. I really appreciate you guys, and this has really been a great show and informative. And I hope you will invite me again. And I'm going
to
go ahead and leave, and I thank
you
guys very much.
One more time, Ms. Stewart, before you leave, where can folks purchase your books? Because I'm getting one this week.
truthaboutmatrix.com or matrixterminator.com. And people who are in the foreign countries, go to amazon.com. And people who are in Atlanta, you can go into the physical bookstore and get the books physically, Madu Bookstore in Atlanta. You can go to Walmart and order it on demand, Barnes & Noble on demand, Nook Press. Get the book and let me know how you feel. Contact me and email me, Sophia Stewart.
Absolutely. Well, I'm definitely getting mine this week. And again, Ms. Stewart, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We support you,
mm-hmm.
and we are so appreciative of you. And we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds very good. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, Janet, we have about 90 seconds, so go on and say what you'd like to say.
I don't like that we don't know and understand the Matrix. It makes me not like it. And she is channeling us for those of us who do get it, to move forward with it. And we can't wait on everybody. And you've said that, Anthony, and you know you're pushing us to get work done, and we're getting work done. And we'll share that with her next week, when we talk to her again next week about what we're planning.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love it because, you know, those who are a part of the core group that we are involved with, you know, everyone I'm sure has something they would like to say to her, you know, privately. She's a wonderful person. I reached out to her yesterday, and she obliged me and, you know, in conversation.
That's great.
She agreed to be on the show. So she's a beautiful, humble sister. She know her facts. She's full of fire. You know, don't cross her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, we'd like to thank you all and tell your family, friends, she will be back next week. Same time. same station, but tune in. So once again, we'd like to thank you. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Gabriel. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Falls. Thank everyone who made their calls. Thank you, everyone who listened. We will talk to you all next week. Take care.